The first drink of the day! 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 Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast. This is show number 33. It's a very special show this week because there's not four of us, there's not five of us, which is rare in itself. There are six of us, all pubcasters.
Simon can count.
Has there ever been six? What about when Kay was here? Ten people turned up when Kay was here.
Yeah, we had more spectators for that, didn't we? But Simon Pitney and Blast from the Past.
From long ago.
Resplendent in a beard, which we've discovered he grew last night.
Beard and a cap as well. It looks a bit like a truck driver.
Oh, Afro Truckers.
Or that new show, Cole.
Oh,
it's a new one.
Just Afro Truckers.
Dan Ferdinand's here.
3 weeks on the road, isn't it?
I know.
Some sort of match.
Yeah, I can't
get a hat trick ball.
Michael Coxon's here.
Hello.
You'd have to wave, no one can see. Stuart Hoare is here.
Afternoon.
And Jim Staples is here.
Indeed.
Right, we're going to kick off with a question. If you had to choose a professional footballer as your phone a friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, who would you pick and why? Ferdinand, his hand is near.
I'd like to go first, please, because I think we're all going to pick him. And if we're not, you're all idiots. Clark Carlisle, Burnley captain.
That's such an obvious answer.
No, because it's a phone a friend. I want to win the money. I need someone smart, and he's the only one.
You do need the money, to be fair.
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Mike?
I was torn at first between Eric Cantona, so I could say he's my friend, or Claudio Ranieri, because it'd just be quite funny to hear him try and answer.
Okay.
But I've gone for Dennis Wise because he'd cheat.
So, 2 foot the phone.
He'd probably have his notes there, he'd have a laptop, perfect.
And a kid in his hands as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so
maybe Jody Morris.
I'd have Michael Essien just to see if he really does sleep 14 hours a day. See if he pick up.
Just be really groggy, you know.
Okay, Jim.
If we're going down the Ranieri route, I'd quite David Luiz because he can't speak any English either. Can he?
Great interview, isn't it?
Love that interview. And then they've got Michael Essien with him, who doesn't speak Portuguese. So
and was probably tired.
He doesn't know Giza.
Past his bedtime.
But if you're going down the intelligent route, probably Gaza, just to see what he's up to.
And he'd be happy to help you out, wouldn't he? He'd probably bring some chicken.
Fishing rod.
You'd phone and he'd just turn up at the studio with a fishing rod. All right, Chris.
Got your dressing gown, Jim.
But I'd actually probably go for Rio Ferdinand. But I wouldn't. I'd go for Terry instead. I just wouldn't tell Rio. I'd just let him wait by the phone.
No, you wouldn't. You'd phone Stevie.
Yeah, I'd phone Gerard and tell him. I was going to phone Rio, but I'm now going to phone Terry. Just wanted to let you know, Steve.
Right. Apparently Capello said he didn't ring Rio because he doesn't like talking to players on the phone.
Should have tweeted him. He's hard to get hold of for effort, isn't he?
Yeah, no one ever knows where he is, especially when he's up for a
Harvey
test.
Again, a bit obvious, but I've gone for Socrates because he's got the name of philosopher across.
And he's a doctor.
So, and he's a fairly switched on guy. He's got a great beard, which is always a plus point. So, I'd go for Socrates.
He'd probably be quite calm if he had a fag as well.
Yeah.
All right, I've gone for Robbie Fowler because he's not your sort of first answer as a smart footballer, but he's very shrewd. He's done very well with his money after he's finished the game. In fact, he's still going.
Still playing.
But since he finished in England, he'd help me answer my question and he'd give me some useful property investments.
Was he not one of the richest players?
He knows what he's doing.
The thing is, if you want property advice, you're not going on location. You're going on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Yeah, hey. He's asking you about European cities or something.
If there's a new housing development there, it'll be bang on.
When has there ever been a question about a new housing development?
There probably has. It's been on for about 20 years.
Henry, you have done it twice.
Because he'd cheat. He'd have his little laptop.
Right.
Coffin, probably.
All right, we're going to kick the show off properly with a new feature. It's not a feature.
It's a one-off, isn't it?
It's a one-off.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pitney's Posers. Si, do you want to do this?
Right, yeah, of course I want to do it. I've got some arduous prep into it. Yeah. Right, I've got five questions, and I don't really mind which order I do them in, because they're not really person-specific. So who wants to go first?
Dan Ferdinand.
Okay, fair enough. <Du-du-du-du-du-du>. Well, volunteered.
I've got Robbie Fowler on the phone if you need him.
Okay. Bearing in mind, they have Nasri, Ramsey, and obviously Wilshere coming through. Would Arsenal be better off selling Fabregas and using that money on a keeper and probably a centre-half?
No.
No? It's open to debate.
Would you like a full reason? Or
yeah,
I'd like a reason, because Dart said yes.
No.
Come on.
No, two reasons, basically. Number one, because I don't think we need a goalkeeper anymore. I think Chesney is pretty much going to be long-term number one. And what's the point of going buy someone when you might as well bring the young kid through? He hasn't really made a mistake. I know there was that one area in the final, but it wasn't really him. And as far as centre-back's concerned, I think Arsenal's biggest problem is Vermaelen's been injured all year, so actually... We haven't had Vermaelen and Juru, who I think has been our best centre-back, to actually play. So, yeah, you could, but we've got the money to spend on a centre-back anyway.
You can still get Bob Wilson out of retirement as well, to playing goals.
Yeah, I think he was next on the list after Jens.
They don't need to sell Fabregas to get the money anyway.
We have cash. We've got lots of it.
I reckon Wenger's just got a home.
He's somewhere
in North London. It's like
he's
duck
sack. Somewhere in the gathering.
Gathering money.
He's got a vault. He just opens a vault and just dives into gold coins like DuckTales.
Has anyone seen Bad Boys 2? Because in it the guy is like a drug dealer, and under his house is just tons of money which rats start eating. I think Wenger's like, if you go to his house and go in the basement, there's just lashings of cash everywhere.
Except he's got down there.
Bobby Perez,
what did you think I was going to say?
No.
Dennis Wise.
What's number two?
You understand? Who wants second question?
Stuart Hall.
Well, volunteer Stuart Hall.
Come on, sorry.
What do we think is the biggest derby in world football? Or the international war club?
Oh, that's a question.
I'd have had that one.
QPR Crystal Palace?
Cheltenham.
QPR and Brentford. No, I don't know, Inter and Milan, they play at the same stadium every other weekend.
It's not bad.
Not El Clasico.
Rangers Celtic, without a shadow of a doubt, is the biggest derby.
It depends what you term it on, doesn't it? In terms of passion, it's probably Rangers Celtic because of everything that goes with it.
But that's the same as Barcelona and Real Madrid.
So obviously, you've all gone club. I was thinking national. What about Brazil, Argentina?
Brazil, Argentina, yeah.
England, Scotland,
England, Germany,
Holland, Germany's a pretty big one as well. They absolutely hate themselves.
North Korea, South Korea.
Iran, Iraq.
Libya 11,
USA versus the
world 11.
In the world.
Yeah, USA versus anyone.
France would be great. Right, who wants the third question?
Yeah, oh, go on, Mike.
Michael. Right,
Michael Coxon.
Should have done that for every question. Anyway, is there a more influential player for his club in the Premiership right now than Scott Parker for West Ham?
Probably
Gary Neville.
Not.
Michael Carrick. Like,
yeah, Michael Carrick does have a big influence on our lack of form in midfield. But
Overton.
With the exception of maybe Carlos Tevez at City.
Right, okay, good
shout. I would say so, yeah. I mean, Gerrard, arguably.
No, I don't know.
Charlie Adam at Blackpool's got
Gerrard, not this
season.
I still think he makes a difference. I'm not a particularly big Stevie G fan, but
no.
Liverpool are, yeah.
Lifelong Man United fan.
Beggars
not
belief.
A fan of Stevie G.
Beggars belief, I know, but he does make a difference when he's in there for Liverpool.
Okay.
Ooh, that's red.
So have we said Scottie Park?
Oh, well, Charlie Adam.
Charlie Adam. All right, Charlie Adam wins. All right, Jim or Simon?
He's only played about two games this season.
Jim, okay. Jim,
yes.
You know there was that film made about Zidane where 17 cameras following around the pitch,
and then he got sent off.
Yeah,
there.
Which footballer would you have 17 cameras on? Maybe your own.
Cody McDonald.
Edwin van der Sar.
Yeah, no, I'd choose a midfielder, an all-action midfielder. Maybe Joey Barton. I think Joey Barton would be a good, because it gets about the pitch.
Honest, I'd just have cameras on in 24/7.
The police do have cameras.
Yeah, I was going to say they're called CCTV. But yeah, Joey Barton.
That's a great show. You probably see him off camera. Just
yeah, he'd do some controversial things.
Nazi salute.
Yeah, he'd be giving mouth. The crowd would be giving him stick as well. Yeah. Should be interested to see how he reacts to that. And he's quite a good player as well.
Okay, Simon, you've drawn the short straw, I'm afraid. The kind of comedy joke question at the end.
Brilliant.
And I genuinely have an answer.
Like your life.
Okay. Yeah.
sorry, sorry, that's very hard.
What was that in Adolf?
I don't know. As soon as I said it, I thought that's quite harsh. But not entirely inaccurate.
I do have an answer to this question. Simon, which footballer looks most like a transvestite?
Oh, sorry? Sammy Nasri, without...
You think?
Yeah. Sorry, hold on.
Which footballer looks most like a transvestite?
And you said...
Sami Nasri and Chicharito would make a lesbian couple at half.
What are you talking about?
They both look like lesbians.
Yeah, they do.
See, I was going for Ibrahimovic.
We have a concept, me and my mates, of the Manti, which is a man who looks like he could be your auntie. So Gordon Strachan fits in there. Darren Fletcher, they have that sort of almost female hairstyle.
Neither of those could be my auntie.
But no.
That was Dan Ferdinand, for anyone, and if you don't know what Dan Ferdinand looks like, look at his bio on Twitter. You'll understand.
Okay, I'm going to guess Dion Dublin.
He doesn't look like my auntie, does look like my uncle, though.
Good.
Oh, cool.
So you've got Sami Nasri.
Sami Nasri.
That's a shocking decision. Yeah. No, I'll back you, Sami.
You want to say that?
You're back.
Oh, Jesus.
Whatever you do in your spare time is entirely up to you.
I've never thought about Ibrahimovic, but he does. He looks a bit like Irene O'Hill from EastEnders.
Yeah, he does.
Tony O'Hill's...
But we spoke about him the other week.
Yeah.
That's because we accused him of being homosexual.
Oh, we never.
We didn't. We merely brought into the public domain a story that suggested he was.
Stuart did.
Oh, yeah, Stuart said it.
Yeah.
Stuart, have you broken anyone's glasses this week? You might not have heard this story.
Oh, yeah, Stu, can you explain this one to us?
Go on, Stu.
Clearing the ball.
Stu.
It wasn't clearing the ball.
Clearing the ball.
You cleared the ball into a girl's face and her glasses smashed.
Why was she playing football?
This is bordering on Sky Sports now. Why
did she smash it?
Where should she have been?
He
did smash it in four places.
Absolutely smashed it in three places.
And then he patted her on the head and went, "Do you want to go in goal now?" And she just said, "No, I can't see." In retrospect, we had an inter game of football at work, and there was a girl on one of the teams, and everyone was playing nicely, not really sort of like tackling or anything like that. Stuart smashed the ball in her face. Broken glasses, lots.
To be fair, she did pull his hair and call him a poo-poo head earlier. So,
she just got.
And if there's one thing he doesn't like being called,
it's a poo-poo head.
It's a poo-poo head.
Went off, didn't it?
Right.
I saw you went off.
I was not. I had to turn away. My shoulders were just doing that, like, just going up and down.
Really good on a podcast, that.
Yeah.
Well, that's
what
I said, going up.
Just picture Tommy Cooper playing football.
Right, it's time to look back at the week in review, or the weekend in review. Obviously, England at Wales, I guess, was the big story of the weekend. England looked good, but Wales were rotten.
No, we only looked good for 20 minutes.
Yeah, and then when they went 2-0, they just decided, well, we've done enough now.
Yeah. Why did they start a Norwich City midfielder ahead of David Vaughan, who's done quite well in the Premier League this season?
Andrew Crofts has been playing
quite
well.
I mean, he's done all right, but Championship, Premier League...
Well, yeah. Although Vaughan came on and all he did was run around kicking people. Which I guess is more than...
Probably would have worked, yeah.
It's probably more than the Wales midfield did, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, verdicts on the performance, Jim, did you see it?
No, I was playing football, so I didn't see it. I saw the last half an hour.
So you saw nothing then?
Pretty much,
not a lot happened. So, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. I'm not a big Glenn Johnson fan, but aside from his pass that started the move for the second goal, which was fantastic, I was kind of bored for most of the game. 2-0 up 20 minutes, and then England just kind of switched off. I would like to see them literally snap Wales' neck and score six.
Yeah,
They could have done it.
Here's a question. What were John Terry and Joe Hart doing during the national anthems? They were like giggling away, and
it's because of the booing. I think they were just taking a piss.
It was either the booing or they were deliberately singing it too fast. That's what the missus thought. She's watching it and she said they're miles in front of the song.
See, national anthem is a bit of a bone of contention for me. I'm gonna come on to that later.
Okay, all right. Stan, any verdicts on the England performance?
I refuse to watch any England football until we are in the European Championships.
Dan Ferdinand is our answer to the grumpy old man.
But I think I hope we get to
the final and you don't watch it.
Can I just say, right? But I did watch a lot of the Scotland game, and I thought I was actually quite disappointed. Levine has gone defensive again in a friendly Avril Levine.
Yeah,
what's his name? In the game against Brazil, you got 30,000 Scots come all the way down to the Emirates, and then basically play one up front and play really defensive.
This is playing one up front.
That
is quite attacking for Scotland.
Yeah, why not? Try at least.
I'll tell you, they're not very good.
It's not a game to be trying to win, is it, against Brazil?
Well, there's no point in playing Charlie Adams centre midfield, but they're not giving him any wingers to pass to.
I'll tell you something though, the Scotland fans, there's been this story about the racism, but from what I saw, they were great. Saturday night, I was out in London, there was loads of them around, all having a laugh.
There were loads in my bar watching England game with kilts.
Yeah. So you were bound to be fine.
they got me through on you.
How racism works, mate.
But no, and to be honest, I don't think any Scotsman was going to take a banana with him. I mean, if it was a banana fritter, deep fried,
then it'd have been banged to right.
Yeah.
Apparently, the banana came from a section that was predominantly Brazilian fans. That's what I read this morning. Yeah. So
it's probably an Arsenal fan just did it just to get in the papers. Yeah. If I throw this, it might get Scotland. Scotland fans aren't going to have done that, and they were booing.
Scottish fans are.
They were booing because he stayed down injured for a little while and could jump back up. There's no way they would have done that. So I'll back them up there. But it was quite funny. I was coming through Holloway yesterday about 9:30, and there was just Scottish people like in the gutters, getting sick. In every pub was still packed. It was absolute genius.
But there was nothing better when I used to live in Finsbury Park than when they had the Emirates Cup in it, which used to be Rangers or Celtic coming down, and you would just get random Scots walking up to you and say, which way do I go to Holloway Road? And
so you'd what, go, miles away from it?
There was nothing better than that.
You know I can't do accents.
That's the best
no, but you'd go, oh no, you walk around that way, and they go, no, I can't go back that way.
Oh, it's Yorkshire now.
Sorry, I'm getting it predominantly more southern, so in a minute I'll do my Harry Redknapp accent.
Go on, do it now. Just
No. You've got to wait. I'm not performing.
Also, in international football, Miroslav Klose scored again for Germany. He's now got 61 goals in 107 games.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
68 goals is what Gert Müller's on, who did the Who Are You.
He's a leading goal scorer, isn't he?
So he's only 6 behind. He's not even getting in Bayern Munich. You were saying earlier
he doesn't score much.
I'll tell you, he's the German Peter Crouch. Scores for fun at international level, but then does nothing for his club.
He's got one goal this season in the Bundesliga. One goal. It's absolutely crazy. But he will always score. They put
He's a good player. He's always good for a headline as well. There was a headline, Move Closer, which was good.
Always the same.
So it's loads of those.
Too closer to call.
There you go.
Also, that
closer than close, Rosie Gaines, wasn't it?
On the subject of international, on the subject of international football, they've got this debate at the moment that's going to kick off again with the European Championships, the Under-21s, with Wiltshire and Andy Carroll being called up.
Mm.
But we could have a bloody good squad for that.
We got a good young side.
No, Wiltshire, leave him alone.
Theo Walcott's still eligible. I hope he goes again.
Yeah,
no.
All those young Arsenal players should be in the team.
But you look at the team. You could have like,
come on. Country before club.
I could not care less, honestly.
You could have in the Champions League, they wouldn't be there, they'd have gone back, but you're not. You got knocked out. Did you not know?
Wasn't not talking about now. Talking about in the summer.
Okay, in the summer, fair enough. Yeah, you shouldn't go. They should go.
Because he's going to play for the senior side.
I guess the point still stands. They're not going to be tired, are they? Because they're out of all the competition.
They're particularly busy, are they?
Loads in the tank.
He'll be getting in trouble if he don't get some games in and get some energy out. Because he has got a bit of trouble in here, Wiltshire. Ask the taxi drivers.
Allegedly.
There were some Football League games played. There were some Football League games played this weekend. Four of them. As soon as there are only four, I thought I'd give you the scores.
Leighton Orient.
They were one of the teams that didn't play, mate.
It was on Saturday. It was four games yesterday. It was a lot of games on Saturday.
I don't think any games happened yesterday. I don't think we should talk about any.
I fell back in love with football yesterday.
Yeah.
I watched 85 minutes of the most turgid display I've ever seen from any club.
The text messages I was getting, not from Jim, I was surprised actually.
And then this is chilling my way at Cheltenham. It doesn't matter who the team are, so the concept is the same. I watched my team play absolutely shockingly for 86 minutes, and then we scored twice and went from 1-0 down to 2-1 up. And when we scored the winner, which was about the 92nd, 93rd minute, it was absolute carnage. I actually came away thinking, yeah, I do like football again now. It's been a while.
Go up,
I don't think we're going to go up. But
you don't think?
Playoffs, maybe.
It doesn't really matter.
There's too many teams in and around.
No one really cares either. So let's talk about something else.
When we do this next year,
it was really good.
Yeah. My team will be the lowest team at Plymouth.
That's true, yeah.
Definitely.
In your league, did you see Brighton?
They won't even exist.
That's nasty.
It's not nasty. It's not
nasty.
Nasty. Spend all the money.
If you want to be nasty, how's Ben Arthur doing on his recovery?
Hate like, Ben Arthur.
Yeah, I know you
hate him. Hate him.
All right.
Jermaine Beckford's
twinged it.
Jermaine Beckford's pushing on, though, isn't he?
What's wrong with Ben Arthur?
He hates Ben Arthur because he scored a really good goal.
Gets out of bed, twinges his knee. That's a shame. Get back in bed, Ben.
Broke his leg.
Wasn't even his knee.
Twinges his knee.
Any more for the weekend review?
Brighton move on. Brighton have missed 7 penalties this season,
and they're miles clear at the top.
They've missed 7 penalties. They scored one at the weekend and they missed one as well. They won 2-0, I think, but to miss 7 penalties is crazy.
Great story coming out of the South African tabloids. I know we all have our favourite South African tabloid. Mine's the Sunday World. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
Aaron Mokawena of Portsmouth, formerly of Blackburn, has been having an affair with
allegedly,
but there is some proof. Kagiso Dieter Goy, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. He plays for Fulham, but he's on loan at Palace. His wife. And there's been text messages printed.
He's only a kid.
Yeah, I think it's.
Can you give us his wife's first name? Because it's quite apposite.
It is The Bang.
And there you go. Right.
But my favourite bit of the text.
There's plenty of banging.
My printer
well.
Has cut off some of it, but my favourite bit was Aaron Mokawena saying, "Thanks, baby, but the part I liked most was the making love."
How lame is
it? And then chastising her for not getting the pill because he didn't wear a condom.
Yeah.
So,
and he also.
She said she doesn't want a brat.
Well.
Yeah.
He said, "You good. No. You very good."
Yeah.
Then he went out and punched him.
There wasn't an accent.
So it's all kicking off in Palace.
Good.
Right, okay.
Shit story.
It's a great story.
You said it's shit.
All right, Stu, come on, wake Stu up and do Stu the manager.
Stuart's here.
Interesting couple of weeks, to be honest. Gillingham boss comes under scrutiny.
Okay, this is in Football Manager for anyone who's just decided to listen.
Who's just woken up like Stu.
Stu, you're manager of Port Vale, aren't you, at this point?
Yeah.
You haven't been sacked yet.
No. I applied for the Forest job, which pissed everyone off.
Forest right. Green Rovers or Nottingham Forest?
Nottingham Forest. Phil Brown got it.
Phil Brown?
It's a shame. But I beat Bury in the first round of the Johnson's Paint Trophy, 3-0 away.
Big game.
Yeah.
I thought you were at the Johnson's Paint Trophy. Yeah, haven't done the old turn it off and turn it on again.
No, I had beaten them.
This
and
one,
then I'm playing him at home in the league.
For each game, and then when he loses, he goes back again.
I've calmed down. I played him at home in the league, and I lost 1-0. That's what I wanted to say. So yeah, my first league loss.
That's bad.
News. Home to Bury.
You're still top.
A shame.
No,
I'm still top.
Whore out,
mate.
Is it right?
You calm down, will you? A few games after that, Stevenage at home. Stevenage away. Sorry, won 3-0. Jill's at home. Won 1-0. Stockport, who are third. Beat them away 2-1.
That's a good win, then.
And then Barnet was second. Home, I beat them 2-0.
Barnet a second.
On the subject of Barnet, our old friend Mad Dog Martin Allen back in football.
Martin Allen.
They
yes.
scored a cross as well in about the 94th minute. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen the goal
it's
yet.
A great goal.
Was it second minute
winning?
Stoppage time or something, wasn't it?
He's had a nice little run and he's put the ball across and the goalkeeper's just left it. He's put his arms out as he's going that wide.
Oh,
he's pinged
no.
off the top corner.
Oh,
got it.
Oh no.
And Martin Allen's gone mad.
Imagine he has. So 15 games in, 13 wins, 1 draw and 1 loss now. 31-4-5 against, which was 6 points clear at the top of the 4.
That'd be college good. Your head with that loss.
If it was at QPR though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if it was QPR, you'd have been out.
That loss against the Watford.
He'd been out of the job for only winning 1-0 that week.
And for not playing 13 players.
Yeah. Okay, it's now normally at this point in the show we talk about the podcast 11, but we've just got the vote up on the website from last week. Now, Si, we've got a list of players who are on our podcast 11 this week as our legend first forward position.
Yeah.
So they could be a out and out striker or second striker.
Yeah.
We've got Marco van Basten.
Yeah.
We've got Diego Maradona.
Mm-hmm.
We've got who else?
Gabriel
Batistuta.
Ronaldo.
You say
Ronaldo.
That one.
Yes.
What? Do not call him Fat Ronaldo.
So, sorry, did you see him at the Emirates at the weekend? I think we can now call him Fat Ronaldo.
He's still got a game. He's still got one more game.
He might be called. He might be
Fat.
And he might be called Ronaldo.
It.
Yes, I do lose it.
And to be fair, we could call him Fat Maradona as well, even though there is
the only man with a cocaine belly.
He's not right. Call the other Ronaldo, skinny, runty Ronaldo. If you're going to have to
greasy Ronaldo.
Yeah. Okay, or just call him Ronaldo. He is the Ronaldo.
Legitimately fouled whenever he goes down, Ronaldo. As we would know.
Eusebio and Pele.
Okay.
Don't say Fat Ronaldo.
Okay.
You won't be picking him then, will you?
Don't say Batistuta either.
Out of all them, I would have. It was going to be either Ronaldo, not fat anymore, or actually Maradona.
Maradona.
Either one of those two.
All right,
Ronaldo. Shout out
to Dad. I'd like to step in here. I've had a lot of stick from my mates and various listeners for picking Batistuta because he's not at the
quite,
same.
Quite right.
Quite right.
He's not the ilk of Gary Neville.
He's not in the same. He's not in the same class as a Maradona, as a Pele. But all the way through, we've done these. I've picked who I see as my legend.
This is an all-star 11 rather than a best ever 11.
Yeah. So I've picked for.
That's why Neville's in.
I picked Hadji in midfield because when I was growing up, Hadji on the left wing was the player. Garinch on the same. On the right hand side is a player that's close to my heart because my dad's brought me up to know who he is. Gazza for the same reasons with 96 and my memories. So Batistuta, when I was younger, and growing up was the player for me. That
and
I
he
saw.
Has hair like a lion.
He looked like a caveman. He looked like a caveman.
I would agree with you.
He might not necessarily get in, but that's why I'm defending my.
Yeah, no, I think
it's exactly what I had to do.
He was a very good striker of his time, but it's up to people whether they prefer.
Because he was a world-class striker
and the man as well. Do you like him or not? Get him in.
It was Ronaldo, and then.
I just love, yeah, I just love the ferocity on the man as well. He would just shoot from anywhere. But that's by the by. We'll see how the vote goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. You can vote on the podcast website, www.footballpodcast.com. Souped up, it is indeed. You can now leave comments on it with your Facebook accounts. If you logged into Facebook, you can like it. Please like it and leave comments at the bottom of all the articles. It's dead easy. You don't have to faff around logging in with anything else. It's all Facebooked up. So it's time for Who Are You and Jim Staples.
It is indeed. Last week we had Gerd Müller. We also had Edmundo recently. Fat Ronaldo recently.
Don't call me Fat Ronaldo.
We've had quite a few well-known players. I think I've done Klinsmann, Dennis Burke. This week's Who Are You is Simon Blackburn, Labour politician.
Okay.
That's got Dan's attention. Yeah, you were about to text.
He almost put his phone down then.
Councillor Simon Blackburn.
So bored by you.
Fair enough. I'm leaving.
Go on.
Good.
Simon Blackburn works in the Blackpool constituency, but he's actually from Blackburn, like his surname suggests, and supports Blackburn. During the recent game, which finished 2-2, you might remember Blackpool went 2-0 up. Yep. Simon Blackburn went onto his Facebook and put this status comment. Oh my actual God, the donkey botherers are 2-0 up thanks to the worst refereeing decisions ever. What he didn't know was that everyone could see that rather than just his friends.
What knobber.
So a load of Blackpool fans. So basically,
Facebook.
And he works in the constituency for Blackpool. So that's his
thing. Donkey botherers.
So the gaff.
Hello to all our listeners in Blackpool.
I'm reading from an article here. His privacy sentence meant it could be seen by anyone. It was also picked up by Blackpool fans. The gaff was seized upon by rival Tories. And this is what I love. This is a quote from a Tory councillor. Peter Callow, leader of the Tory-run council. What an unbelievably stupid, ridiculous, crass thing to say. Having sex with ruddy donkeys. He just said ruddy as well.
Ruddy.
He's not Tory at all, is he? Not Tory at all.
Ruddy donkeys.
He's up for election in May, so good luck to him.
Yeah, best of luck there.
And also, I found out about this on one of the websites of... Obviously, we were most of us around the table work for the Daily Mirror. This was from another well-known Red Top website. I'd just like to read some of the comments.
Was it one of the South African ones?
No. We're not doing your accent again. Leave it.
Oh, damn, now I think we should do the accent.
So this is some of the comments from mostly Blackpool fans. I like the name. It suits them. Right, that was followed by a load of Blackpool fans absolutely slating this guy. He was a Preston fan. Yeah. Another one was, this was from a typical reader or user of this particular, The Sun. he won't be drinking in his local for a while. He'll have to get cans from a shop.
He's giving him some advice.
He's not left him hanging. Not only is he not going to go in his local, he might have to get some cans from a shop. Well thought out, sir. And then there's another one. A lot of people were saying, well, people call Ipswich fans the Tractor Boys. So if you're going to go down that route, then don't call them Tractor Boys. And someone put, there's a big difference between liking tractors and shagging donkeys. To which there was then two more comments on the back of that. Bothering means annoying donkeys, no? He read the article.
Standing there calling them names.
It said he called them donkey bothers. He actually thought they were like going up to donkeys and like scratching them or poking them. Yeah.
Going,
and then on the back of that, when someone went liking tractors and shagging donkeys, someone just put shagging a tractor could hurt. That was it. No other comment. Just shagging a tractor could hurt.
You always brought back
the beers.
To be fair, shagging the donkey is completely painless.
Okay.
Good knowledge.
So that was my councillor Simon Blackburn. Who are you? And I'll come back in May and I'll let you know whether he gets re-elected. I don't think he will.
I'm not going to put my mortgage on it if I'm honest.
Steep
climb. Okay, it's time for our adopted teams this week, and seeing as he's here, Cy Pitney can talk about NK Osijek, for whom he is an actual member and has a membership card.
Yes, absolutely. He did. Yeah.
Not his member.
And I am trying also to organise a stag do to go back to Osijek just for shits and giggles.
You've been married.
You can't have shits and giggles.
Oh, no, not my stag do.
I'm fine over there.
No, obviously. Anyway, last time I spoke about these must be ages and ages and ages ago.
Should have done an update.
Wouldn't have been me.
He was me.
I did an update.
It was me.
Someone had him.
Anyway,
since I last spoke about them, things haven't really changed. They still can't score any goals,
still
and they're
mental.
Still hovering just above the relegation zone. So 23 games, or 22 games in, they've scored a grand total of 23 goals.
That's not attacking football.
That's poor, isn't it? And they're 1 point above the drop zone. They lost to a team in the drop zone last week. Well done. And their next game is at home against a team called, hang on, I've got a Rijeka, who are 3 points above them. Heavily congested in that mid-table area.
They play the same, you know, the games played, that they sort of level.
Yeah, they're all level.
Is it time for a riot? Is it time
probably,
for another riot?
Are you going to get all kinds of chiefs and predict
one? It's a bit of a club legend who's now in charge and all that kind of stuff, so they'll probably give him this season to get his act sorted.
A bit more time than
burning
them.
Burning.
They aren't ones to sort of hide their light under a bushel when it comes to having a go.
Everyone who's seen my membership card, it is just got on the back, it's got my name and the club crest. On the front, it's just got all the fans covered in fire. Apparently, that's what they like. Burning.
Nothing more than a game of football.
If Osiep could just, while they're doing that, just someone invite Ben Arthur over, see if he fancies hanging around in the neighbourhood at the same time.
That's You're not great. A fan of Ben Arthur, right? You need to let go.
No,
he scored one goal.
Yeah, I know.
You need to let go.
I like his names, Ben Arthur.
Yeah.
Burn him.
So that's not my next door neighbours.
Jim.
Yes.
Hastings United.
They played a game on Tuesday. Dan's off again. Played a game on Tuesday, lost 2-1 to Kingstonians. George Porter scored in the 61st minute. They conceded in the 88th. And then in the 93rd, the same guy, George Porter, apparently went through on goal, went round the keeper. The keeper completely KO'd him. The keeper got up and sort of went, started walking because he thought, I'm gone. Mm. The referee gave a goal kick. They went back up the other end and then conceded a 97th minute penalty. So it was 2-1. Bit of a shocker. And then on Saturday, they got a relegation 6-pointer. And they equalised in the 75th minute. But the big news was that Harry Beautyman was fit again. Because we just
like
his name.
That's good.
We just like his name. They're 18th in the league of 22 teams, 33 points. So they're still in a little bit of trouble.
And how many go down to?
Yeah, they're away to Canvey Islands on the weekend, actually. They've got no midweek game. So they're away to Canvey Island on Saturday. So
Canvey.
It's a hard place to go.
It is, yeah.
There's only one road in.
Never get caught by that tide.
It's grim. It is absolutely grim.
It is dust.
So, yeah, so they need to get another win. But, not too bad. A point away at a team down there will do.
All right. Okay, it's Pub Ammo, which moves us on to Mr. Coxon.
It's the second game of the Pubcast World Cup. We all enjoyed the first game last week.
We did, especially Jim, who thought it was great.
Yeah, I gave my critique on it via email.
It was excitement.
Personified.
This week, there's a bit more to it. It's going to be...
You've managed to pack more into this feature than you did last week.
Unfortunately, my word.
That's like when Snickers brought out more nuts. I thought, they can't get more nuts in a Snickers, and they bloody did. You're putting more into this feature.
Unfortunately, I didn't have a book that I could rip a page out to tell me what to say for this one, so you know.
This is
going to be the big game between Italy and Germany. Peroni versus Bex.
Yeah.
Bit of background, a huge game. 1970 World Cup semi-final. 4-3 after extra time to Italy. 1982 World Cup final. Lots of great ties between these two guys.
You've just talked about 82 and you've not mentioned Marco Tardelli.
Marco Tardelli, I was going to mention him.
Well done
before you mentioned
Marco Tardelli.
So yeah,
celebration of all time.
Oh, exactly, yeah. Marco Tardelli, there we go, he's been mentioned.
Which celebration was this?
He ran towards the camera to shout his own name.
Oh, it's he's up there with it. Who's the guy in 1990? Scalacci, was it?
Yeah.
Toto Scalacci. That was a good shot.
With the bulging eyes.
Yeah.
He looked like
I think Scalacci just ripped Marco Tardelli's celebration off.
Yeah.
But, I want to put it to you guys. If you could have a guest on the podcast from each of these nations, who would you select?
Whereabouts?
Italy and Germany.
Mussolini and Hitler.
Mussolini and Hitler.
There you go. Just arm wrestle, please, guys.
At least you know they'd get along.
Yeah, exactly. They could have a little chat about politics and that sort of stuff.
Just about shit, really.
Dan wouldn't be very welcome, I don't think.
Probably not. Or his auntie. So, who would you take?
I can't talk.
I was going to say Paolo Di Canio and Jens Lehmann.
Yeah, right. Up there.
Mario Basler, who used to go to training.
Harold Schumacher, I would have. For Italy, I would have the hardest player from Italy, Claudio Gentile.
What was his nickname? Butcher of somewhere.
No, no, no. You're was thinking of Goycochea, a Spanish guy.
Oh, okay.
No, Gentile was.
Did he do Maradona? Is he the one who did Maradona?
No, that's
same guy.
Same guy who is an Italian. Yeah, that's Goycochea, Spanish guy. But the Italian stopper, he was unbelievable, Gentile. He was hard as nails.
He used to pull people's armpits.
True story, he used to rub his own genitals against other players just to wind them up.
Fair enough.
That's quite novel.
You say that as if you're going to go try that in your next five-a-side game.
He's going to do it in a bar, isn't he? Pint of Peroni, please, and have a feel at ease.
Wow, there you go. Yeah. The two beers backs, the smelly, almost smells of cannabis.
It does definitely smell of cannabis.
Yeah.
Right.
Versus Peroni, the drink of choice of Simon Pitney, and
also Kings.
A lot of knobheads in the slug and lettuce every week. Yeah. So.
I like the Peroni glasses. Mm. It'd be Peroni in a Peroni glass and Beck's from a bottle, I reckon. That's what you'd go for.
The Beck's we're trying is Beck's Veer, which, because it's a pint. So
The Beck's I've drunk and now have a different pint. But okay.
I'm putting my Peroni for me. 1-0 Italy.
Simon Pitney.
Definitely Peroni for me. Didn't answer your previous question. Always invite Michael Ballack around. Good guy. I've got a postcard of Michael Ballack.
Wait a minute, you say that as
a postcard. That is a genuine story.
You've got a postcard. Is it a saucy one?
No, a signed Michael Ballack
best
postcard sits
Michael
by
Ballack.
My bed.
I love it now, though.
Just put it on the ceiling with a mirror. 2-0 Peroni.
See, Peroni I love, but it is very expensive where we are, so I'd go for Beck's Veer.
2-1.
Bex.
2-2 from Dan Ferdinand.
Simply because they give up about, I'm going to go for Bex.
3-2.
Peroni.
3-3.
Right. What are we doing in the event of a tiebreak?
Penalties.
What?
Why don't we just ask a random stranger?
Heads or tails,
yes. Yes. Let's find a random stranger. We'll come back to this. Extra time. Yeah. Everyone's having a break. The
next person who walks past us, we're going to ask them. Yeah. Bex or Peroni, one word.
So, edge of your seat time. Wait.
Right. It's time for Come Down With Me. Who's not coming to dinner with Dan?
Craig Levein.
Craig Levein. Why is that?
Because he just doesn't like to try playing Brazil 30,000 Scots down, and he didn't even give it a go. You could have got spanked 6-0.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, mate.
Excuse me.
Bex or Peroni? If you had to choose Bex or between Bex and Peroni, Bex. Cheers, mate.
We have a winner.
Bex have won.
Germany have done it
Germany.
Late on.
Yeah, exactly.
Six of us have just cheered Germany.
No, I didn't cheer, thank you very much.
Even though three of you were supporting Italy.
I think I just cheered because someone talked to me in a pub. They actually conversed with me and gave me
good.
An answer. Usually I just walk out when I talk to people in the pub.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, Craig Levein.
He's got to try. He did that no strikers in the Czech Republic. He didn't try in a friendly against Brazil, which is basically just an exhibition game.
But don't you think he's working with the tools that's given?
No,
I also they are tools.
No, I don't.
You went down a hole. That's what he's here for.
Finally, he's justified himself.
He's going back now. He's going back to the office.
He'll never appear again. No.
Well done, Stuart.
Happy with that.
All right, we'll move on to Mr. Pitney, who's going to do class and arse for us.
Right, Clark. Briefly, I want to talk about a completely separate sport. During the Six Nations, every time England played, all 15 rugby players would sing the national anthem like it actually meant something. You watch England football play, half of them can't be bothered. So my class of the week.
I don't think
is
they
Stuart,
know it, mate.
Well, maybe, because they're stupid.
It's not that hard.
Some weeks is Stuart Pearce, because every time you see him, he sings like an absolute maniac.
He belts
it
out.
That's how everyone should be singing it.
Yeah.
Arse of the week. We touched upon the banana incident in the Scotland-Brazil game. We kind of said it probably wasn't meant. However, Zenit St. Petersburg fans, again this week, have been in the press for a little bit of kind of racial trouble. And I didn't realise that they've said, actually, that club is not allowed. Managers have previously said, this club is not allowed to sign black players. So
Jesus.
For them, they are my arse of the week.
Yeah.
Zenit St. Petersburg fans.
Have they said that because of the because of the fans' reaction? They won't
sign. Their fans say they would get rid of any player.
Yeah. The head of the fans association said, we haven't got any problems with black players. No black players, no problem.
That's why it's stupid. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's terrible.
He was due to go on loan.
Talking of the banana.
£6,000 a week contract.
Talking of the banana incident at the Emirates.
Why are you looking at me?
Police are appealing for witnesses.
Appealing? Oh.
I see what you've done there.
Yeah.
I see what you've done there.
It probably looked better on paper.
I think on that note, we should split.
It was just a minor slip up. Right, there's no. Stuart, anyone?
We're going to fritter this show away.
Oh, I don't know about that.
don't know.
Visit the website www.footballpodcast.co.uk. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/footballpodcast. We're on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can comment easily on all the articles, so check that out as well.
Top right hand corner, isn't it?
The top right hand corner is a little login box, and on the at the bottom of every article you can comment. Follow Dan Ferdinand on Twitter at Dan Ferdinand. Follow Michael Coxon at Michael Coxon. Follow Stuart Hall at Stu_the manager. Follow Jim Staples at Jim Staples. Don't bother following Pitney because he hasn't got one. Follow me at Simon Head. That's almost us done. We'll finish off with a final word from Dan.
The first mobile phone call in the UK was made by Ernie Wise, and the first person to use a cash machine in the UK was Reg Varney from On the Buses.
Every day's a school day.
Every day is a school day. See you next week.
Good night.